Good morning. Good morning. Very nice to see you all here and to see and to hear that you are awake and raring to go. So let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we come before you praising you and thanking you, Lord, that you have given us another day. A day, Lord, that we can gather as the church, as family, as brothers and sisters to worship you, to praise you, and to thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. We pray, Lord, that you would make yourself known here this morning, that your spirit would fill this place to the point, Lord, where there's no denying your presence. Lord, we love you and we thank you and we praise you for who you are and what you do. Continue to lead us, I pray. Open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget, prayer cards are right out in front of you. If you've never been here before, been a while, reach up, take one of those. You can fill out your prayer requests, and then we will gather those up and pray over those throughout the week. They'll lay them up here on the altars, on the kneelers, and then they will take and prayed over all week long, and then they will also put them on our Facebook family page, private page, right? Yes, those are the words I'm going to use. One of those things. Thank you all for being here this morning. It looks like we're a little thin this morning. A lot of folks must be out with the flu, or the weather's chased them away. But nice that you all could be here this morning.
Give us a few more minutes. You want to have them greet each other?
Oh, we can do that. Could you, we haven't done this in a long time. In fact, I think it's the first time since I've been here, so for at least 2 years. Stand and greet your neighbor. You don't have to walk very far, but stand up and greet your neighbor. I'm stalling for them, okay?
Okay, yes. Well, why don't you stand? We're going to sing Glorious Day together.
Good morning, church. I got lots of stuff up here today. All right. Let's start with, it says welcome. Let's start with the chili cook-off, because that's exciting stuff. So next Saturday, February 15th, 5:30 p.m., we have 10 people signed up to compete in our chili cook-off. Not yet. There's still time to sign up. I have sign-ups to go around. They're stuck together. I have the white one is the sign-up if you want to bring a chili to be entered. Are you going to come help me? All right. And the blue sign-up, that is for the accessories. Sounds fixins and stuff. We have some open availability there that we have. So please come. Invite your friends and your family. Bring a game. We're going to play games afterwards. It's going to be a wonderful time of fellowship and fun. I am looking forward to it. Let's see. February 17th, that is Monday. That is our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative. If you're able to come, please do. Many hands make light work. And it's more fun. That's 2 p.m. here at the church. Unless the truck gets here earlier, then it could be 1:45. It could, you know, but if you're here by 2, we'll put you to work. February 23rd, that is a Sunday. That is the Boy Scouts visit. They will be here for our Sunday service. I think they do a presentation of sorts and, announcements and stuff where everybody yells and, you know. Announcements. Oh. And that means I'll have a full classroom, which is fun. March 8th, that is Saturday. That is our next ladies' breakfast. Tammy, is that the tea? May. Okay. Okay, so we are looking to do an outing for March. It's every second Saturday of the month, if you want to just kind of put that into your calendar, 9 a.m. here at the church. Not sure yet what we're doing. More information next Sunday, she said. All right, April 5th is the Saturday. That's a women's conference in Indiana. See Lorraine if you're interested. There is a group going. April 12th, that is a Saturday. That is our Easter egg hunt. I have some things to pass out. Come here, lovely assistant. Lovely. So I have a sign up with different areas that you can sign up to help the day of the event. And I also have the candy list if you want to purchase candy. Those are the ones that you're just going to hand them out to people. Ah, you shocked me. Yes, for sure. Not lovely anymore. You're just shocking. Give me, she says. So they will be up here in the front row. There is also a big purple egg out on my stand. It's not my stand. Out on the stand in the narthex for donations of money if you prefer to do us to do the shopping for the candy. There is also I think that's next. Another ladies. Did I get you that slide?
Yeah.
Yes, I did a slide. I forgot. So another women's conference, that is June 13th through the 15th. That is in DeWitt. So put that on your calendars. If you are wanting to go, it looks good. There's an awful lot of talking going on. All right. And then I have big news. The 360 conference is being rescheduled. It will be in September. There's not an exact date yet. I'm told that this is like a complete switch. It's not just a one-time deal, but from now on it will be in September, as far as I know. So, a change of events. I was going to quiz you and see if you remembered when it was supposed to be, but I decided to just, yes. So, Tammy knows. Tammy pays attention to me. I didn't do the classes. I forgot the classes. What am I going to do? All right. So Sunday morning we have The Crucified Life by A.W. Tozer class, 8:45. Good discussion. There's handouts. It's a good time. Yeah, turns out if you don't come, he prints out lots. I have like a whole folder of stuff that I got to do now. So he's here to help. Yes, he is. After service, there is the Experiencing Guide class that meets in the preschool room. You can enter these classes at any time. Yes, you will have missed the prior stuff, but they'll give you homework for those too. But the discussion is amazing. And then also back there after service is the Gods at War. That comes with they both have videos, I believe. So, but there are books available. You're always welcome. If you have any questions, see Tammy for the Gods at War class or Martha for the Experiencing God class. What else did I forget, Brock?
Prayer cards and check-in.
I hadn't got there yet. All right. If you have not, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance and your children into their classrooms. If you have trouble with this, if it does not work, please see either me or Brock, and we will do our best to help fix it. All right, I need some helpers this morning. Do I have any helpers? Here they come. Well, no, are they coming? I see one. All right. A bow and push. Yeah, there you go. I get those a lot. Oh, there's another one. Awesome, guys. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, my assistants will collect them. Oh, good. Mom's going to be busy. Oh, my. All righty. She'll probably come up and sort them anyways, but I'll get them close. I do believe that's all I have.
Okay, we have a few praises and a lot of prayer requests. Is there anything that you weren't able to fit on a card quickly and want to share? Any words of testimony? Jan. Yay. And yeah. And was he able to stay where he was like you asked? Okay. Okay, wonderful. Good. Thank you, Lord. So her prayer request last time was that he would be able to stay put instead of be moved to a different facility, and he was able to do that for a week. So thank you, Lord, for that answered prayer.
Jamie?
Yes, yes.
We've been praying for my friend Larry, who lives in Maryland, and he has leukemia. And he got a bone marrow transplant on January 8th, and his body is responding well to that. And he is ahead of schedule for what the doctors expected. His body would be producing white blood cells. And so he's making more of them than they thought he would, and he's doing it quicker than they thought he
praise
would.
The
so
Lord.
We praise God for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. And I'll just share a quick word of testimony. We were out ice skating on Clear Lake Friday night with some friends, and I was bent down fastening Sequoia's boot, and my friend next to me slipped on the ice and clocked me with her ice skate. But I could have ended up in the ER. It was a very hard blow, but it caught a thick part of my skull. If I was looking at her, I would have broken my nose or cut my face open. So I have a little bit of a headache, but I really am. I don't need sympathy. I just want to praise God because he is so faithful. It could have been so much worse. All right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I cannot help but be reminded of your word that says we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. And we just keep hearing the reports pouring in of colds, RSV, and the flu, and it just seems like it's never ending. I don't know, it feels especially bad, Lord. We're on the third cold in my house, and I know that is not unique. We are struggling. Lord, we're crying out to you. We need you. We are slipping and falling. We're dislocating shoulders and more. We praise you that we can run to you, our strong tower, and we are safe. Father, I lift up to you all of these needs. Just quickly here, Lord, lift up Lisa and her family as they're asking for a hedge of protection. Lift up Ryan's dad. We lift up to you Lorene having an endoscopy on Wednesday. And we praise you, Lord, that her dizziness is gone. Thank you so much. That is, it feels small, but it is big, because when we are incapacitated, we feel our frailness. We feel our weakness, but when we are weak, you are strong on our behalf. Lord, we lift up to you Glenda and her two unspokens. Father, you know the need there, and we just lift that all to you and wait on you with eager expectation. Father, we lift up someone named Michelle who needs you, God. Again, you know the need there. We don't, but we still lift her to you, and we are confident of your goodness. Father, we lift up Connor to you and his shoulder, separated shoulder, praying for minimal impact in his work, because he uses his arms and shoulders so much. Lord, we just ask that there would not be any further damage, but a swift healing. Sandy, whose brother was moved to second on heart transplant list. Okay, so we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you that he is almost ready to receive a heart. We also fully understand that with that heart comes someone else's loss. This is so hard to comprehend, Lord, but we praise you that you are sovereign in all things. And I ask that you would help him to draw near to you in this hard, scary time. Give him a good match on his heart. Father, we praise you that Brock and Victoria are celebrating 11 years of marriage. Marriage is not for the faint of heart. We thank you for your faithfulness and for their commitment to each other and their promise and their joy and their children, their beautiful children. We just ask that you would pour out your blessings on them and give them many more years together. Father, Bonnie is asking for a new job. I don't know all the details of that, Lord, but you have the next one lined up for her. We just ask for the right time and the right circumstances and the right people, that you would make that very clear to her, that she would not feel lost or just shooting in the dark, but that she would move forward in your confidence. And you promise that you will make our way prosperous and you will give us good success, because we have the favor of Jesus. Lift up to you Roseanne's granddaughter, Olivia, as she is trying to choose the right college. Lord, it's so shocking that the decisions in our 20s are so critical. We just kind of pay for them the rest of our lives. So I just ask, Lord, that you would give her great discernment and wisdom, that she would choose just the right place for her, and that she would be walking in the center of your will for her life. Father, I also praise you for Larry in Maryland. Praise you that bone marrow transplant was successful and that he is running ahead of schedule and expectations. That is all praise and glory to you and you alone. Lord, use this turn of events, again, just to draw him and his wife closer to you, that they might enjoy a beautiful relationship with their very own good physician, great physician. Lord, may the life of Jesus be manifest in us, as the rest of 2 Corinthians says, that we would walk in your faithfulness and your goodness, knowing that you've got us, you're carrying us, and you have made us strong and whole to be a light to the world around us. Send us out, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prayer requests. Come get them.
Is the God of the valley, your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing better than
shame into glory. You're the only one.
I'm going to ask my other usher to come up. Let's go to the Lord. Lord, we thank you for all that you give us, all that you do for us. You are our salvation. You are our Redeemer. You are our God and our King. You provide clothing and shelter, abilities and talents. Lord, it all comes from you. And Lord, we just give back a small portion of what you have given us. Bless these tithes and offerings. In Jesus' name, to your glory and your honor. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, I want to ask you guys something today, okay? I know we tell you all the time how much we love you and we do, how much we are so proud of you, but all of you go to classes here, right? So I want you to tell me what you've been learning in these classes with Miss Bonnie and different classes. What have you been learning about Jesus in that? Anybody? Can you tell me?
What you've been learning in your class?
No? No one?
Nothing.
Stuff. Stuff, are you learning how? We learned that Jesus strengthens us, doesn't he? Huh? What else? What else are you learning? Nobody's learning anything. Wow. Lincoln, what's your verse?
I don't know.
Yeah, I put you on the spot, didn't I? Well, gee whiz, I was hoping.
You know something?
He's like, I know that you guys are learning in those classes, aren't you? Because I know I've been in there with you before, and I'm so proud of you, all of you. Okay? Let's get ready for class today, okay? Let's bow our heads. Father God, as we come before you, we thank you and praise you for all these little ones sitting around me and their moms and their teachers, Lord. I know these kids are growing in you, Lord, and I just pray that you continue to speak to their hearts, and I pray that you continue to watch over them, keep them safe, keep them healthy, Lord, and we will praise you every single day. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right.
Let's sing the family of God together.
Travel.
Corinthians. Ooh.